USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Louisiana's raised its death toll from Hurricane Laura as the State Department of Health says two more deaths were attributed to last week's storm, bringing the total in the state to 14. One of them was a 57-year-old man who died from a head injury after falling off a roof. The other died from carbon monoxide poisoning. And Governor John Bel Edwards says power outages because of the storm still total over 360,000, affecting many more people than that.
And that doesn't mean there are 368,000 people without power. There are more than that. That means there's 368,000 service locations without power.
One of two St. Louis police officers shot on Saturday's died. He was shot in the head Saturday while responding to a shooting. The other officer sustaining a non-life-threatening injury. A suspect's in custody. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm Dr. John Howe, veterinarian and 2020-2021 AVMA immediate past president with the latest on COVID-19 and pets. There's been a very limited number of infections in companion animals, with most cases asymptomatic or with minor respiratory issues. Here are some key tips. If you're healthy, keep practicing good hygiene with your pet. Wash your hands before and after playtime and when handling food, waste, or supplies. It's best if you don't let your pets interact with people or pets outside your household, especially if you're in an area with community spread. Exercise is important for your pet, but try to steer clear of crowded dog parks. Mind the heat. Socially distance. Keep cats indoors whenever possible. If you're ill with COVID-19, try to have someone care for your pets. If you can't always wear a mask, don't share food, kiss, or hug your pets, and wash your hands before and after any contact. For more information on keeping your pets happy, healthy, and safe, visit avma.org.
Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers is asking President Trump not to visit Kenosha, as he plans to do tomorrow after unrest over the shooting of Jacob Blight by police last weekend. Evers, a Democrat, says in a letter to the president that his presence will hinder the healing that needs to happen. And the chairwoman of the Congressional Black Caucus says she agrees with Evers.
His visit has one purpose and one purpose only, and that is to agitate things and to make things worse.
That's California Democratic Congresswoman Karen Bass speaking on CNN's State of the Union. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden will be stepping onto the campaign trail for the first major speech after the Democratic convention. He's set to speak in the Pittsburgh area later today. A campaign official says Biden's going to lay out what his camp calls a different vision for the future. Find us online at usaradio.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I am very pleased with your product. I haven't been sick since I've been taking this, and I contribute a lot of my energy and my health to your product, and I just want to keep taking it. So, yeah, just keep making it, okay? I just thank God for your company.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
The pandemic has changed our lives in unexpected ways, and that includes our children as they begin to return to the classrooms. John Clemens reports.
In communities like Lake Charles, Louisiana, winds are being clocked at 132 miles an hour. An estimated 500,000 people along the Texas-Louisiana border are without power. I spoke to Stacy Lamb of the Convoy of Hope, now in Lake Charles.
As we come into a town, the basic needs, when there's no power, there's no water, there's no infrastructure, there's no stores open to buy anything, people need food and water, and that's what Convoy of Hope brings early on.
With the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
The nation's first retailer is going out of business. USA's John Hunt reports.
After nearly two centuries in business, Lord & Taylor, America's first department store, is liquidating all of its assets and closing its doors for good. The announcement comes just weeks after the company filed for bankruptcy, adding to a long list of retailers thrown into financial downfalls by the coronavirus. It will close all 38 of its remaining stores and its website. Initially, it planned to keep 14 of their stores open. All of the company's existing inventory, new store arrivals, and new items not previously sold at stores will be available at a deep discount.
Don't forget, you can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.